The first year of high school was hard for Christopher Reyes.
Kids, they don't care about you. They just, I don't know, some bullies, they want to keep you down and all that type of stuff. You gotta be tough.
The 15-year-old says fighting was an issue, and he didn't feel engaged in class. His younger sister Emma, a middle schooler, is also bored. She complains about behavior issues and unfair disciplinary practices.
It's like you can get punished so easily.
She also wants a more peaceful lunch period.
They have these tables for kids. Like, if they were to get in trouble, they would have to go sit by themselves, and they never know how long they'd be there. But it's, like, not fair.
For the most part, Micah Fancher likes Woodland Hills High School. But he's going to be a senior next year and says he doesn't feel academically supported.
Because some people take, like, honors and AP classes, then they'll be struggling the whole year. Sometimes the school doesn't, like, help.
Fancher is African-American and lives in Wilkins Township. The Reyes siblings are white and live in Turtle Creek. The students reflect the diversity of a district that is the product of forced integration from almost 40 years ago. They're from different backgrounds, but have similar concerns, and their parents have considered pulling them out of the district. School Board President Jamie Glassner says she's aware of these issues.
There's a lot of trust we have to build back. I think there's no shying away from that, and a lot of work to do that. But I think we're willing to do it.
Outgoing Superintendent Al Johnson led the district for 7 years. For the last two, Woodland Hills attracted national attention for instances of student abuse at the hands of a former school police officer and former high school principal. Those students, all African-American, sued Johnson and the district. Johnson plans to retire at the end of the month and says he hopes that move will help the district start over. That's what former students and community members say needs to happen. Summer Lee is a graduate of Woodland Hills. She recently won her first Democratic primary for the state house. In high school, though, her teachers set low expectations. She took all AP courses, but was never recommended for the gifted program.
Lots of kids had a wonderful experience and great opportunities at that school, but there were also a lot of kids who live right next door to me or in my own family who were easily sliding below the radar in Woodland Hills. And I think that that is consistent just throughout the history of this school.
Lee was on a commission to evaluate the district. She calls Woodland Hills a microcosm of issues that many urban districts face: high suspension rates, low test scores, and implicit bias.
We have to do radical change here because we have a radical problem here. And that might mean looking into alternative methods, being radical in our shift in educational goals, in our teaching goals, in our staff hiring.
Turning around the district will be challenging. Micah's mom, Darnika Reed, acknowledges that.
We need someone who understands, like, what they're walking into and who understands that all of the children need to be taken care of.
She voiced that same concern a few weeks ago as she spoke over loud fans in a hot gymnasium during a community meeting. She and other parents there didn't claim to have all of the answers. They just know there are problems. They want a leader who is a listener, someone who is present, and will make thoughtful changes. The head of the search firm agreed.
This means a ton. It means a ton to you and to your children.
He nodded his head, hands on hips, and told the room that he is confident the board will find the right candidate by the end of July. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.